Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Maestros. If a person found fruits on the road, right? So walking along the road and you see fruits. So there are two potential issues that have to be considered. First of all, is there an owner, right? Is there an owner? Is somebody still an owner of this, or did the owner make it hefker? If there is an owner, right, then it would be stealing for me to take the fruit. If there is no owner, right, so then the fruits are hefker. Then I can take the fruit. However, it raises a second question. When did it become hefker? Did the owner declare it to be ownerless at a time that was before Gemar Melacha, right, before the processing was finished, in which case it would be patur from Maestros because the Nigmar Melachto took place either didn't take place at all yet, or took place when it was already Hefker, and then Hefker is not Chayv Maestros, so no Chiv Maestros would kick in, or did it become Hefker after Nigmar Melachton, in which case it was already Chayv Maestros, and that Chiv doesn't go away just because you declared it Hefker. So this is the subject of Perek Gimel Mishneh Dalet. Matza Ketzitzos Baderech. If you found ketzitzos on the road, ketzitzos are basically the same as, it's another word for ketzios, and in fact some girsos of the Mishnah actually say ketzios. Ketzios are the cut and dried pieces of fig, which are going to be pressed into fig cakes, into devela. So you found these chopped and dried pieces of fig on the road. Afilu bitzad sede ketzitzos. Even if you found it on the road, just next to a field that's full of these figs drying, these pieces of fig drying. V'chein te'ina, she'inot al aderech, u'matzach te'cha te'inim. Similarly, with fresh figs, if there was a fig tree from the private property that adjoins the road, and the tree is leaning over into public property, and you found these figs that you found on the road, basically under the tree. So even in that case, even in those cases where there's reason to say that maybe these ketzios come from the field that's adjoining it, or maybe these figs come from the tree that's right above it, nevertheless, mutaros mishum gazel, it is permitted with regard to theft. In other words, we do not consider these to be belonging to somebody. We consider these to be ownerless, hefker, upeturos menamaisros, and we consider them to have become ownerless prior to their nigmar melachtom. Why is that? Well, first of all, the ketzios, right, are not yet finished, right? They will be finished after they're fully dried and pressed into a devela. That's finished. So these are not nigmar melachtom, and the fresh figs are similarly not finished. And so they're clearly, at this point, when I find them, they're still not nigmar melachton. So certainly, they were not nigmar melachton before they became hefker. As to why we consider them to be a hefker, the reason given first, explain that figs get pretty yucky and sticky, right? Figs are very sticky, and ketzios, which are these cut and dried figs, are even stickier yet. And so if these guys fall on the floor and on the road, which is yucky and messy and dirty, right, they are going to be really gross. They're going to be very yucky. They're going to be ruined, basically. And the owner would not be interested in them. The owner knows, if some of my ketzios fall onto the road, forget it, they're gone. I don't want them back. They're just disgusting. And therefore, we can assume that the owner was mafkir them. And since they are now hefker, and they have not yet reached the stage of nigmar melachton, so therefore, I'm allowed to take them. No issue of theft. And I don't have to take maestros on them because they are hefker. Whereas olives and carobs, right, are not like that. Vazesim uvacharuvim chayavim. Olives and carobs do not get yucky when they fall, right? They're basically, wipe them off and all good. So in that case, the owners would not make them hefker just because they fell in the dirt. And therefore, Mishnah says, chayavim, meaning you're chayav for stealing. You can't take them. They don't belong to you. And so you can't eat them because that's theft. Now, We have a third case, matzah grogros. What if you found whole dried figs? Grogros are dried figs, and usually dried figs would be dried and then pressed into a form, into a barrel for or a box for storage. And so they would be, you know, dried and then pressed, but not pressed into a tevela, not pressed into a fig cake, but just pressed into a barrel for storage. And so the nigmar malachtam for grogros is after they're dried and squished, right, pressed down. So matzah grogros, if you found these dried figs, and these dried figs that you found are squished, they're pressed, right? So now, probably they're hefker. We're not actually even talking about hefker, the hefker question, because they're a type of fig, and they're also going to be kind of sticky because they've been squished. So they're squished dried figs, they're going to be kind of sticky, and which means the owners are going to be mafkir them. So that's not really our question. Our question is, at which point did they become a hefker? They are pressed, so it could be two possibilities, right? Either they appear to be pressed because nigra melachton, right? They were dried and pressed, and then they fell. So that means that nigra melachton and they're chayv in maestros. However, it is also possible that they weren't pressed at all, and that they were just dried, and then they fell off of somebody's wagon or out of somebody's bag or something like that. And the Baalim gave up on them because the owners gave up on them because they are yucky. And so they made them hefker. But they were never pressed. So why do they look pressed now? Because they're in the road and people stomped on them. People walked by and stepped on them. And if you have dried figs sitting on the road and you leave them there for just a little while, they're going to get stepped on a lot of times and they're going to look pressed. Because they're going to be stepped on by people and by animals, and they're going to look pressed. So maybe they were never really pressed at all. There's no nigmar melachton here, and there's still, they are chayv in maestros. I'm sorry, they're putter from maestros, right? Because they're not nigmar melachton. So therefore, the Mishnah says, how do we decide? Im darsu rov b'nei adam chayav, v'imlav putter. We take a look at what most of the people in the area have done. If most of the people who have figs in the area have already pressed their grogros, right, then we assume that these two were pressed, and nigmar melachton, and their chayv maestros. However, if most of the people in the area have not yet pressed their dried figs, then we assume that lo nigmar melachton, these were not pressed figs, they've just been trampled, and therefore, they are putter from achiv maestros, and you can eat them achil sarai. So what if matzah pilche devela? Devela is that fig cake we've talked about a number of times that is made out of the ktsios, right? The figs that were dropped, chopped, and dried, and pressed into this fig cake. So if you found slices or pieces of devela on the road, so then the Mishnah says, chayev. So then for sure you're chayv in Trumas HaMaestros, because it is from a devela, which is an absolutely a finished thing. So you can't have pieces of devela that were not finished. So of course it was finished. And again, because it's sticky fig, so we assume that it was that it's hefker, but you definitely have to assume that it's Kavod HaMaestros, and you have to take Trumas HaMaestros. Now the second half of the Mishnah, or the tail end of the Mishnah, kind of shifts into a new halacha. The hacharuvim, carobs. If you have carobs, so in general, the carobs, the process for carobs was they would take the carobs up onto the roof. They had flat roofs. They would take carobs up onto the roof and they would lay them out in the sun, and the carobs would dry. And after the carobs are dried, they would kind of like collect them all into a pile. And that pile is the step at which we call nigmar melachton, right? That's the end. That's the end of the process. So the Mishnah tells us, ad shelo kinsan l'rosh hagag, up until the point that pile has been gathered together on the roof, morid mehim l'behima potter, you are permitted to take them down to feed to your animals, and you do not have to take trumas HaMaestros to that process. This feeding to your animals is not koveah. Right? Why? Why would that be? If we already said in the previous Mishnah that if the owner eats a fig on the way through to the finishing of the processing. So then his eating of it is koveya. So then why would that be different if the owner takes some to feed his animals? And the answer is, because when you go take some of these carobs down to feed your animal, you're going to feed the animal, and then whatever's left, you're going to bring back up and lay it back out to dry. And so therefore, we do not say that you changed your mind. And even these carobs that you're taking down, your intent is to bring whichever ones the animals don't eat back up again. And therefore, you're not shifting your intent of the final processing. Your final processing still intends to be the drying and moving into a pile. Therefore, we consider it to be not yet Nigrim Lachtan, and you do not have to take maestros before you feed it to your animal.